טוב, תודה השם, אנחנו עוברים ללכות שמיטה, הרב מרדכי אליהו זצ"ל. תודה השם. שם ציון מן עינם. We're talking last week about the tzivuim, the mitzvot aseh, mitzvot lo ta'aseh, which are in Gani Shmit. There's a few other things that Chazal learned from the Pesukim. It says in the Pasuk, Vayta Shabbat Ha'aretz Lachem Le'Ochla, right? The Shabbat of the land, the resting in the land, will be for you for food. Chazal learned, Le'Ochla Ve'lo Le'Schora. Le'Ochla Ve'lo Le'Pseh. Dafka, you have to eat it. You can't do business with it. You can't get rid of it. You can't destroy it. Dafka, for food. Can give it to the animals if it's fit for people. If it's fit for animals, you can't throw it away in the garbage, you put it in compost, you have to give it to your animal to eat. Okay. There's another halacha that we learned. This is Zman Bi'u. It says in the Pasuk, Ubilivim Techa, Lechaya Shal Atzecha, Techa Tvata Lechol. For your animals, right? For all the animals which are in the land, Techa Tvata Lechol. They can eat from all the Tvua, from the crops of the land on the Shemitah. So the Chazal learned, as long as the animal can eat it in the field, and as long as it's still on the trees, then you can still eat it in your house. But if you had gathered in your house and it's off the trees already completely, then you have to get rid of it from the house also. You don't really have to throw it in the garbage. We're going to learn that you could make it a hefka and then you could bring it back in.
How do you know when it's the end of the season?
There's a list, there's a chart. The chart. It could be also goes into it soon. Just that I was saying in general the halachot, and slowly going to go into details. What do I practically do? Okay. So it comes out there's three main mitzvahs in Shemitah that we have to fulfill. First thing is Shvitat Ha'aretz. That means not working the land, also not working the trees of the land, not only the land, also the trees. We don't fix them up only in a certain way. Second thing is Shemitat HaPerot, which means all the fruit are hefker, right? And also, if you have fruit of Shemitah, you have to know how to treat them in the Kedusha way. The third thing is Shemitat Ksafim. At the end of the Shemitah year, the Shemitat Ksafim, that means that every money you owe people, you drop the debts. You don't owe them anymore, unless you do a Puzvul. We're going to learn about also. That's a certain document that we give over all your debts to Beis Din, and Kivyachol Beis Din are collecting it for you. Chiyuv mitzvah shmita b'zman hazeh. Fine, we learned about what is the chiyuv, all the chiyuvim, all the commitments we have to do during the Shemitah year, do or not to do. Now we're going to learn what's our obligations now b'zman hazeh. That it's the Rabbanan. First of all, Shemitah is only in Eretz Yisrael, like it says, Ki Tavo La'aretz. Right? Pashas is Behar, I think. Shavta Aretz, yeah, Shabbat Hashem. V'noeget ben bizman shebet HaKadosh Kayam, ben sheno Kayam. Rambam says, also Sefer HaChiluch brings down, that mitzvah of Shemitah's Aretz, Shemitah is both when there's Beis HaMikdash and also when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Okay? And there's a machlokes l'shanim. If in our days, that most of our... This is a machlokes in the Mishnah. Tin Rebbe and Chachamim. If in our days, it's the Oraisa de Rabbanon. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash and most of the Jews are not here yet, soon. Okay, fine. And yes, it's a machlokes if now it's the Rabbanon or the Oraisa. A lot of the machlokes in the Mishnah, and there's no achra'ah. There's no... What do you say? You don't... No achra'ah.
No final decision.
Yeah, no final decision. If it's the Rabbanon Deoraisa, and all the Rishonim also have a big argument about it. A lot of Rishonim. He has a whole list here on the bottom of people who hold like this. People hold like that? Okay? But Rav the Poskim say, Shbizman Azeh Shein HaYovel Noheg, since the Yovel is not Noheg, En HaShmita Noheget, El HaMid Rabbanan. That's most of the Poskim say, because we don't have Yovel today. That's the main halacha. And also according to the Sod, he brings down, and trust me that he knew the Sod, very well. He's a big mekubal, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal. It's interesting that right now when this yahrzeit, this fourth yahrzeit happened, now we're starting to learn after the mizbeach. Anyways, according to most of the poskim in the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim, today it's De Rabbanan, and that's what we pass in Halacha, and it's De Rabbanan. Okay? What's Nafka Mina? Very strong Nafka Mina. If you have a doubt, any doubt, if it was Deoraisa, take Deoraisa Lechumo, you go to the strict side. If it's De Rabbanan, like we pass in, every time you have a doubt, it's De Rabbanan, fine, it's Lekula, fine. Go on lenient side. That's why Rizvan Azeh is the Rabbanan. That's why we have a lot of leniencies on the Shemitah. Okay?
So when will it kick in?
Shemitah?
Right, I mean, like, is it, you know, the next pain load from America will kick it?
I don't know. How to decide. It just depends on if most people are here, or it depends also on the Yovel. Maybe it depends on the Yovel. And the other won't know until. We don't count the Yovels.
You don't count?
The Yovel.
Okay.
We don't count Yovel. Shemitah, I guess they counted all the way till now. But Yovel. So Shemitah has practical. Nafkamina is also regarding Matumas and Mises during the whole 7 years. All the 6 years. So we may have counted the new one Shemitah. The Yovel, since it's not practical today. So they didn't count it. They don't know when Yovel is. We don't know.
So what do we do?
We don't. So even though Shvi is the Rabbanan, En la'akel rosh b'makom sh'ra'u chachamim la'achmir b'chadei latet chizuk keshel chizuk keshel Torah. In a place where the rabbis, with the Rabbanan, with the Chazal, with the Rishonim, the Achronim, they found place to be strict in the Shemitah, even though it's the Rabbanan, a person shouldn't be lightheaded regarding the halachas. Even though it's the Rabbanan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that all the halachas are chutz la'aretz, the Rabbanan, you know? You know why we keep halachas in chutz la'aretz?
So we don't forget them.
Don't forget them. And still, you can't be say, oh, fine, so I don't keep Shabbos, right? No, you keep everything. Okay? Even though it's the Rabbanan, because the Torah shouldn't be forgetting for Am Yisrael, the Torah should be, especially Shemitah, where it's only once in 7 years, and people are very lenient. You have to be strict in what Chazal said. But what Chazal did not teach us, he didn't tell us to be strict, you don't have to be strict about.
You mean like Allah Halacha?
Huh?
Everything over there is the Rabbanan?
They're going to certain Shitas.
Really? Some say like breaking Shabbat in like Toronto, that's like.
Just saying that so people come here. You have to keep everything there like the rice and the Rabbanan regularly. Okay. Yeah, so we don't have to be strict in anything which the Rishonim weren't strict. If they were strict about it, we have to be very strict about it. If they weren't, we don't have to be strict at all. We don't have to be chassid shote. Yeah. So now we have to know that, of course, that we know that there's a Torah gave a blessing for those who keep Shemitah, for the land who keeps Shemitah, that the land, the crops of the sixth year will be enough for the sixth, the seventh, and the eighth year until the ninth year grows a new produce. Beautiful. And also the Maaseh, we see all the Moshavim they did keep and everything. It works. But the Sma is one of the Rishonim, Sefer Meirat Einayim. He says, I think he's a Rishonim, pretty sure. He says that Bizman Hazeh, since it's the Rabbanon, we can't trust those brachas. He says, Bizman Hazeh, since Halacha is that Shemitah is the Rabbanan, so the brachas are not, they don't kick in, the brachas. The brachas are when the Shviz is the Oraisa. Even though we see the reality is different.
Sorry.
Halacha Kli says, you don't have to trust those brachas. Meaning, what is in the Maisa? Okay? Where does it come, the Maisa? When you have all kinds of ways to help the to help the farmers, you have to help them. Right? Even we could say, no, what do you mean? You can have blessing. What do you need our help? No, all kinds of places and all kinds of leniencies in the ways that you can help the farmers. Shayach to help them. Why? Because even though Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed, since the Poskim paskin that, the Sma at least, and a lot of other Poskim paskin that it's bracha doesn't kick in since it's not a Doaisa. Therefore, we could trust them for all kinds of leniencies regarding the Shmita.
A number of years, many years ago, when they were the only ones doing it.
Especially a lot of kibbutzim around them weren't doing it.
There were a lot of kibbutzim mushrooming around them. Nobody kept Shemitah except for Kumim Yud. And when they came the year after Shemitah to buy seeds to plant their wheat and so on, the person who sold the seeds was laughing at them. No, all this bought already. What do you think is left? Nothing left. You know, something? No, at the bottom of the bin, there's stuff that's been eaten by the rats and or fungus and everything. You won't take it.
The Rav of the Moshav told him to buy it.
Yeah.
So he bought by it.
So he went and got it. He even paid for it. He said, I'm going to take it for free, pay something. So everybody else is the one that bought the seeds and planted during Shemitah. Unfortunately, what
the rain came late or something, you know.
And what got destroyed. Almost nothing grew. And Kumavik, which bought during Shemitah and planted after Shemitah and planted after Shemitah and bought the rotten and mouse and rat eaten seeds and so on, fungus seeds, grew a double or triple crop.
Yeah, you know, have a story. They have a lot of stories also. The orchards that they bought.
Yeah.
The banana trees last time. The banana trees. Yeah. Everyone had a frost, everything was destroyed except for one grove of banana trees where the farmer was keeping Shemitah, and they were perfect.
Yeah, so we're not saying that the bracha doesn't exist. We're saying, b'zman hazeh,
don't depend upon it.
Yeah, you could trust it. If someone has such a munah, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him, obviously Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him. But if someone doesn't have, and he's worried, we can't, definitely can't trust it. Like, if people ask, Chaim Kanievsky, when there was the missiles were going into the Sfad in all the north, I remember a few years ago, 6-7 years ago. So I asked Chaim Kanievsky, should I leave? He said, if you're afraid, of course you should leave. You have no protection, but if you're not afraid, you're not allowed to leave. Mm-hmm. You're not afraid? And I know there's a guy there, a doctor over there, like a healer. I forgot his name. He's in Mochaim and Varan. And the buildings on his right got hit, and his left and his building stayed home. Whenever there was missiles, they sat in the salon, the whole family, they had like 4 or 5 kids, Saint Hill. So, Hashem said,
Desert Storm, the war against Iraq 23 years ago?
When I was 5, I remember.
Yeah, we were in Emmanuel.
Right.
Sirens and missiles, and we told you that sign, run into a miklah.
The Cheder Atum.
The Cheder Atum. Yeah. Lev Atum, Cheder Atum. And we're in the, one night, we're in the Kollel, and we hear...
Shivat Nefesh.
There, in the middle.
All the way.
All the way. Yeah. And we heard sirens. So we look outside now. Where do you see maybe going by? We didn't see missile going by. We see this red, orange circle directly above us. Yeah, red, orange disc. You don't see a stripe, but this. What does that mean? The thing is coming right down at you. What did we
hit the mountain next to? It's the one that hit the Moshe's house.
There you go. We went to coming down from straight at us. So what do we do, bunch of Breslovers? We made a circle and started dancing and singing, and we saw this thing do a dog leg. This turned several frames from this disc, it turned into a stripe going diagonal, it came down further off and landed.
Two mountains over.
Yeah.
And Moshe Zahar.
Not only to Moshe
Zahar. I was a kid, I remember.
It landed in the valley next to Moshe Zahar's house and cracked in some windows.
Yeah, I remember.
And what did it? We actually saw this missile.
We lived in the same place.
The skies are immense. No normal, no wind can move except maybe a hurricane. It just moved like that.
There's a hurricane on the States. There's a hurricane.
Well, hurricane, I don't know.
A few weeks ago, when the arrows were cutting the gas lines in Israel, just over Shabbos. We were having Shabbos lunch at our friend's house, and they said, oh, and by the way, they cut the gas line to our building. We didn't know about it.
Shem Yadom. Anyways, Mitzvah HaShmita Bezman HaZeh Gvulata. Now let's see the laws of Shemitah and what are the borders from where do we keep the Shemitah. It's very interesting. I'm so happy we're doing this. Mizman HaZeh Nogel HaShmita Kod Dina Hen Beisur Avodah Hen Beisur Svechila Yisur Svechim Hen Betchum Kibush Olei Bavet Bayit Sheni. In our days, all the laws of Shemitah exist in the borders of Bayit Sheni, of Olei Bavet or Bayit Sheni. The Gemara in Gittin says, the Victorious is over there also, in the beginning of Gittin, the Gemara says, I'm so happy I learned that, I can tell you also, that there were two aliyot, main aliyot to Israel. There was the aliyot of Yoshua, Olei Mitzrayim is called, and El Israel, the Kedusha that was then, kilu vanished, so to speak, and then afterwards, before Bayit Sheni, there was the aliyah of Ezra and Nehemiah and all those. It came before Bayit Sheni. It's called Olei Bavel. Kitshua, and that's Kachar Adorot. Whatever they sanctified, or sanctified?
Sanctified.
So it became holy until our days. It's not very big. We'll see soon. I think it's from Ashkelon until Akko. Whatever's north from Akko and south from Ashkelon doesn't have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael regarding Shemitah and Maestros and stuff like that. Not regarding Stam Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, because we know Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael will go until Nahar Prat. Pulot HaAvtacha is much bigger, but we're talking right now. But Dusha Shmita is not such a big border. We'll see right now.
So when we have the Beis Migdash, you'll go back to what it should be.
Yeah, the Lashem.
You know, from Cairo to Baghdad.
But the Olei Mitzrayim, it's not that it's completely nullified the Kedusha, has less of a Kedusha. And you don't, not that you don't keep Shmita at all in those places, for example, in the south, you keep Shmita, but less. What do you do, Shmita? In those places which are less, you're not allowed to work the land, and if all the crops there, you have to keep Kedusha Shvi'is, you have to eat in the right way. But, Svichin, the thing that grew alone, you're allowed to eat there without Kedusha. Okay? And we do Tumah Samayit in those places from a Suffolk, without a Bracha in the south. Without a Bracha. And they do Heta Mechila over there, much more lenient, no problem, less of a problem doing that. Today, there's no one who could paskin exactly where the borders are. We don't know where the borders exactly are. Where does it stop? Where does it begin? Therefore, we know from Eilat, north, is definitely Olei Mitzrayim. That area is definitely Olei Mitzrayim, all the Arava. Olei Mitzrayim has less Kedusha. You still have to keep, you can't work the land, you have to do it in Mechira or something. You can't just do whatever you want over there. Okay? Also, yeah, all the Arava, from Petra and more west. From Petra and west, that area. The Seder. That's how we can calculate the Shemitah. We could calculate the Shemitah. I didn't know. You see all kinds of interesting things over here. How do we calculate Shemitah? We don't calculate Shemitah from Briyas to Oilam. Mm-hmm. Right? Rather, you calculate. Oh, 1 second.
Give
the other time. No? He's It says in the. By the Zohar that from 60 already you get up with people.
Stone, the Pluto. What? You're not even here, you just turn it on to put the bother.
I can't hear it.
What?
אלא
משנת הארבע עשר, לאחר כיבוש הארץ על ידי ישועה. So how do you calculate? How do you calculate Shemitah? 14 years after the Jews went with Yeshua into Eretz Israel, then you start calculating the Shemitah. נמצא שהשמיטה הראשונה הייתה בשנת ה-21 לכניסתם לארץ שהיא שנת 2510 לבריאת העולם. Comes out that the first year of Shemitah was 21 years after they entered Eretz Yisrael, which was the year 2510 for בריאת העולם. 2,510. יש פה כזה? יש מרקר זה בין? כן. What's the calculation? 2,510. What are we today?
5774.
How much? 5774. Okay, come on, minus 7 minus 1, 6, 7, 2. So it means 3,264 years ago was the first Shemitah. Okay? If you divide this to 7, what do you get? 466 Shemitot. Anyways, it's a calculation you make. And they know when the Shemitah is. So the first... They started counting the Shemitah years 14 years after they entered Eretz Yisrael, which in 21 years since they entered Eretz Yisrael was the first Shemitah year. Then, when one knows that, you can calculate that Kach haya adavar Kach haya adavar Kol zman shebayit rishon haya kayam. That's how it was until Bayit Rishon was existing. But with time that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, they did not keep the Shemitah until Ezra Ad Shala Ezra Vashana Shvi'it Venivna Abayit Hasheni Ad Shezra Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael in the 7th what is Shana Shvi'it? 7th year and he built Beit HaBayit Sheni מהשנה השביעית, אין לו התחיל את זה. קיצור, they continue counting it. In the most simplest way to calculate Shemitah is very simple. You take the year, whatever the year it is, from the creation of the world. Let's say next year. What's next year?
5775.
Divide that to 7. If it comes out to a whole number with no points, it's a Shemitah year. This year, yes. If it comes out with a point something, it's not Shemitah year. Divide the years of the world to 7. If it comes out to it's a whole number, so it's a Shemitah year. If it's not a whole number, it's not a Shemitah year.
And if every year divided by 6, then that would be the year before Shemitah. Is that year before Shemitah?
I don't know. I just know how to calculate Shemitah. We just learned that right now. Let's see. When will be the next Shemitah year?
Next year.
No, afterwards?
In 82. 5782.
82, right. 5782 divided by 7 is a whole number again.
How do you know?
The next one afterwards will be 89 divided by 7, a whole number again.
96?
Kula, it's so. Yeah. Okay, very simple.
And the whole thing, 5,700?
Yeah. Shemitah year begins on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. You can never say Rosh Chodesh Tishrei.
2 days.
It's only Aleph. There's no Lamed. Begins in Aleph Tishrei, and it ends at the 29th of Elul, by Shkia. Begins at Shkia, and ends at Shkia. And now it's started, the minhag is we say tikkun chatzot, whoever says every day. But on Shemitah year, according to the Kabbalah, we say only tikkun leah, the whole year. Not the tikkun rochet, only tikkun.
A little bit of a celebration?
Why? I don't know why. Let me say why. Very interesting.
So no, tikkun. I'm sorry. Say that over again. We don't say
tikkun rochel on the whole Shemitah year. Only tikkun there. At night, yeah. Fine. Now we're playing chapter Gimel. We're going to go into more practically the halachas. התורה מצווה לשבות בשנה השביעית מעבודת האדמה והאילן שנאמר ושבתה הארץ שבת להשם וכן נאמר שבת שבתון יהיה לארץ. The Torah commanded us make a turn. The Torah commanded us in the seventh year from working the land and working the orchards also, the trees like this and the pasukim ושבתה הארץ שבת להשם, the land has to rest. Shabbos to Hashem.
Good.
Shabbat Shabbaton Yelah. It's perfect. Yes. No, it's perfect. Yeah. Shabbat Shabbaton Yelah. You have to rest the land. So, mitzvah Shemitah is not mitzvah Gavra Shadam Yishvot, but also mitzvah Chepta Shadam Yishvot Achat Adam. The mitzvah of Shemitah is not only that the man is not allowed to work, the land is not allowed to be worked. I mean, you can't hire a goy that will work your land. The land has to rest. And you can't cause things to happen in your land, let's say automatically. You put a clock and it does it. You cannot. Because the land is being worked, regardless if you're doing it or not. Your land cannot work in Shemitah.
Then you 39 labors, can't do any of those?
We'll see what definitely what you can do. Soon we're learning exactly what you can. First of all, we're saying that working the land, whatever that means, you cannot do on your own. You cannot do, not you do it, not it being done. Okay? Okay, there's a few malachas which are d'oraisa. Good. Sowing. It says in Firush, Sadecha lo tizra, your field you cannot sow. Zmira. Kamacha lo tizmo is a. What is it called in English? Cut down the tree, cut down the.
Pruning?
Pruning, yeah. You can do pruning. Tzira, you can harvest. Betzira, you cannot harvest grapes. It has a different name. Yeah. Form a lachos of Torahita. There's two malachas, which is suffix of Doraita. Neti'a is planting trees. Harisha is plowing. Those are suffix Doraita. Suffix Doraita lechumah. So six malachas are Doraita for sure. The two last ones are Derabanan in our days, because since the whole Shemitah is Derabanan, therefore they also fall in the category of one. But the first four, can do. Okay. They're all you can do. Four things. You can sow, you can prune, you can harvest, the grapes, you can plant trees, and you can plow. Six malachas. But Chachamim also prohibited doing all the other malachas of the work in the land, which are toladot, the derivatives, as he taught me. Of these malachas. For example, you cannot, I don't know what you call it, remove the stones from the land. There's a word for that. Sikul avanim. You cannot pick all the bad weeds. You can't pick the bad weeds from it.
Hoeing.
What?
Hoeing.
What's hoeing?
It's removing stones.
That's what I'm saying.
Removing the weeds.
You can make around like a. To make like a thing around it.
So Jane Fonda.
What? To make a thing around the tree? With the. Yes. You cannot. Isabel. No, they take fertilizer. Can I fertilize? And they used to, you cannot smoke the trees. They used to smoke the trees with the bugs. So they don't go in the... So the all the bugs don't eat the tree.
You can't
compost either. I said compost, it's fertilized. And you cannot... What's it called? You cannot... Lashkot. Water. We'll see in a second. There's a few things that you could do.
You can spray the trees for bugs or something.
Right, that's the same thing as smoking.
Smoking of trees. We'll see you soon, Olam Lachol, exactly. He goes into details. He says general, and he goes into details. So, well, since we don't have enough time, do you have this stuff over here?
Well, I don't have enough time.